You can watch us live on Facebook and on YouTube, by the way. You Nigeria Info 99.3. Feel free to watch and let's hear what you think. Okay. We're going to start with our first paper as expected. Yes, it's a lead story. Tinubu takes campaign to UK. Atiku train storms Lagos.
There was no storming anywhere yesterday from the others as far as Atiku's train is concerned. Indeed, the man looked, you could see the look on his face. I mean, the place was scanty. You could see the look on his face. Even when the candidate for Lagos was called out, the response was not what you'd expect at that kind of rally. But well, that's the way it goes. I still think that nothing is going to change in Lagos. At the center, we'll see how that goes. But let's go on. Okay, now, so I'd like to plead that you just please sit back and listen to me carefully, because I've tried as hard as I could overnight to craft what would be an appropriate response. A response that would show that would be professional, and a response that would show my anger, to which I am allowed, because left to me, if I had my way, I wouldn't even be saying anything at all. At 67... yesterday was the most embarrassing moment I faced as a Nigerian, as an adult. And it's not partisan. It's got nothing to do with what I've always said about Tinubu's candidacy, which of course I've made public, that, you know, I believe very strongly that those who are pushing this agenda are being unfair to Nigeria, and they're being unfair to the candidate himself. Because you can see, there's enough for you to see to know that there's a problem somewhere. Back to this specific thing that took place yesterday, I'm going to take it in the following manner. One, what is Chatham House is a private organization, okay? They run on donations mainly. They run on donations, and when I say they run on donations, then that should begin to set some ideas in your head. It's run on donations. I went through their website yesterday. They provide a forum for intellectual discourse. Go to their site, you'll see it. Intellectual discourse. What happened yesterday was nothing intellectual. And they make provisions for individuals to come and little groups to express themselves. Now, let's get down to the nitty-gritty. What was the purpose of going to Chatham House? Chatham House is more relevant for an elected president, not candidates, because the election is not going to take place in the UK. Okay, it's after you've been president that you'll be welcome at Chatham House, so they can, or if you're an important personality like Wole Soyinka or any of these people, Professor Wole Soyinka, and so on and so forth, you're allowed that platform. Okay, so let's get down to the brass tacks. What would Chatham House, that incident yesterday, what could it have added to the fortunes of the candidate? Absolutely none. Very, very little. Because the election is taking place here. You know, the election is taking place here, and the candidate said that, well, he doesn't want to talk to Nigerian media because, quote him, he doesn't want them to make money off him. That kind of mindset is very pedestrian, you know, and very dangerous. You know, all you can see in everything is money. But we know the truth. The truth is, this man has a problem, with the honest to God truth, with his background and so on and so forth, and therefore would not want the Nigerian media to probe. This was the kind of stories I heard at the Bushiri Magistrates Court when somebody was caught, I remember, jumping the fence at 2 a.m. and he said, oh, he was playing football and his ball fell into the other corner, and then he went to get his ball and stuff like that. Anyway, now, you know, he's just trying to bully his way through. Back to the nitty-gritty. Okay, so you go to Chatham House. First of all, you go with a crowd of people. That is not what is expected. And they clap at every sentence. That defeated the purpose. Well, they knew why they were clapping, because in truth, I watched part of the, well, I listened to part of the presentation. It was in fits and starts, and I think it was read. And to crown it all, it's time for questioning, and you do the impossible. You needed to have seen the face of the hosts themselves. You started directing the questions at other people. What people expected there is they want to know your feelings about these things. And as far as I'm concerned, that so-called nonsense about some strategy, we are in a group, we are in a this, we are in a that, that's not what people want to know. Rishi Sunak couldn't attend Chatham House with his full cabinet. Nobody does that. That's not how it's done. Nobody does that. You have the man, the buck stops on your table. And since he failed to do that and delegated that responsibility to other people, well, it's that's left for you to decide if you want it. And then even the demeanor, they were not making a bit of noise. Times without number, they had to be told to keep quiet. You were clapping at every sentence, you know, like a bunch of rabble rousers. That's not what it's. This is a, you know, I was just pained. At one time, I almost kicked Philip and told him to switch off. I was pained. And because the bottom line is this, what is going to be said for those who don't know all the difference between A and B is that this bunch of Nigerians came and just made a mess of themselves, you know, to clean up the place after they're gone. And what went viral later, you know, in the social media with, you know, with them dancing and celebrating, just, what it did was it sent me a signal. So there is probably a bunch of these people who are handling this guy, maneuvering him, you know, and those are my thoughts. I'm not saying this is what it is, but maneuvering him, healing him on. And I told one or two of them that actually, you know, called me sometime last week, that I hope that God in his infinite mercies will pardon some people for what they are doing. You are not being fair to the nation. You are not even being fair to the individual. These individuals made a lot of them. And these individuals are Nigerians. And you can't tell Nigerians the truth and tell this gentleman the truth that this project looks very shaky. This is time for truth-telling. This is time for truth-telling. This is not a time to be polite. Our lives are at stake with all these things that are going on. The future of you and I is at stake. The future of our children is at stake. And so it's not a time, you know, that we all sit back and say it will be sorted out. It is a time for soul searching. It is a time for real soul searching. And some of us should be very ashamed of ourselves. And the people I'm referring to know themselves. I wish Nigeria well. The decision is yours to make, but the kind of absurdities coming from this side of town is amazing. It is amazing. Are we going to sink this country because we want somebody to be in power for our own personal benefits? History is not going to be kind to a lot of people. People forget that there's always a tomorrow. We had a bit of this when Abacha was president. Or head of state, as the case may be. Those who rallied around him then, how many of them cannot stand up in public? Sheriff, let's move on.
But
one of the reasons is I feel insulted when asked, you know, would the media, why wouldn't you address it? You say, oh, the media want to make money off me. What money do we want to make off anybody? We're doing this for our country. It is within our rights to ask these questions. Nobody should come and insult us in the course of our doing this job. What money? What money are we talking about? If we get down to the nitty-gritty, who has what? The little naira and kobo that I have is more dignifying than some of these people that have it in all the currencies of the world. What money? There's something called dignity of labor. We can stand up to be counted. And therefore, that remark is sad. I don't know how the media is going to react to it. I don't want to ask Sheriff how he reacts to it, but I don't want to get him in trouble. You see, look at him. Why are you looking at me? Can't you say something?
No, because I was going to say something on it anyways.
Yes, okay, go on. Let me hear you.
Okay. So first is, I was going to ask you what your thoughts, are on, you know, that part where he started delegating, you know, responses to some questions.
I already said he didn't have any response. I'm going to call a spade a spade. He couldn't do it. Sheriff, this guy couldn't do it.
What is wrong in, you know, well, some have said he was delegating, some have said he was abdicating. Which one?
Nobody, there's no delegation or abdication. This guy he couldn't answer those questions. Why would you call Dele Alake to talk about something to do with the oil industry? Is that where he's grounded? He's just a journalist. He didn't know, he doesn't know it. It's time for us to tell, Sheriff, if we are not going to tell the truth, let's leave this matter. This guy doesn't know it. And all this, nobody is being fooled by all this. We are not kids now. Some of us are street. We look at the water, we are street kids, we are street wise. I mean, come on, this guy couldn't answer those questions. Where in the world do you interview a president or an incoming president and he says, oh, let me delegate this one to ask this question and that one to ask that question?
He said it's an example of how he led Lagos. Like, he brought in people that were not even from Lagos.
When I hear that statement attributed to, you know, as one of his attributes,
yeah,
it's the funniest thing I ever heard. He knows how to gather people to work. What's the big deal? What's the big deal? I become governor today. I call on Arthur Anderson, or I know 3-4 people. Can you assemble a team for me? That can be done in 24 hours. That's no big deal. It's only people who don't know that will see that. I can assemble a team easily. It's no big deal, Sheriff. Obasanjo even had
star-studded at the national level.
At the national level.
Yes, no doubt, no doubt.
What are we talking about? Look, Nigeria is a country rich. If you ask for CVs, it will be this high. It'll be taller than this building. Nigeria is a country rich with talent and all kinds of things. So it's no big deal, Sheriff.
Mm. On the issue of the media wanting to make money off of him, when I saw that, I felt disappointed. I wasn't angry. I just felt disappointed because, you know, when you're talking about one of the biggest investors in the media in this country, he will be counted as one.
Yeah, but he did it for his own political fortune.
So, but here is the thing: if you don't believe in something, you won't even invest, even if you think that it's going to help you politically.
He must have invested in it for his political fortunes, not because he believed in the media.
So that's the thing, right? I think that, you know, even if you're going to do that, you're still not going to invest in it if you don't believe that that machine can drive you.
The truth of the matter is this, and you needed to have looked at the... If you watch the video again, look at the guy, you know, the guy sitting...
Yeah, yeah, the guy by this, by the left, yeah.
I'm sure he'll be wondering, where is all this coming from? This is what we call Bobo now.
I was disappointed.
It's to take your mind. The truth is, he can't sit. Look, when he was talking about, I want to go and do a DNA and, you know, all this kind of thing, the question I'll ask him, Oga, can I just ask you 10 questions? Where were you born? Which of the Tinubus was your father? Can you give me the name of the... Surely you know the primary school you went.
Mm-hmm.
And surely you know the second... I'm not interested in Chicago.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
To get admission in American universities in our own time, I didn't even know anybody from Adam. Not only did I get admission, I wrote them and even got exempted because it's a commercial enterprise. It's no big deal. I don't know. I don't know about now, but in our own time,
it's still a commercial enterprise now. It's still pretty much not a big deal now.
It's no big deal.
Still now, it's still not a big deal.
And minus the control, all this, it keeps, and the whole idea is this: you want to sell a car that is bad, but the sound system is good. So what do? You keep referring to the sound system and turn up the volume. You're talking of Chicago, with the affidavit in SWAT or whatever it is, when he was going for governorship, included Government College Ibadan. Did he go there? He said, oh, somebody has filled the form for him. Don't let's go there, Sheriff. Let's lose track of this. But all said and done, at the end of the day, the choice is yours.
The choice is yours.
You cannot now say that God has not shown you what it is all about. So all said and done, the choice is yours, and that is what it is.
Mm.
And this will be the last time I'm still going to talk about it at 9 o'clock.
Okay, all right. Let's move on. what a day. Interesting stuff. Lagos issues traffic advisory ahead of APC women rally.
Look, again, I'd like to appeal. Yesterday was hell getting to VI from the mainland.
Yeah, my colleagues confirmed that.
Because the PDP were using the TBS, Tafawa Balewa Square. So when are we going to have an end to these traffic advisories? More so on a weekday, working day, for God's sake, that moving around the state is impossible. Can these politicians now, it's not restricted to the APC, to be honest with you, can they, for God's sake, find some other means of campaigning? Because, okay, fine, you say, look, well, we have to have crowds and so on and so forth, but Lagos is a special place that is undergoing so much tension. The traffic situation is horrendous. It's horrendous. And yesterday, after leaving the mainland at about 1:45, I finally got to my house at after 4 in the evening. Yes, that's when I drove into my house. And I haven't fully recovered till as I'm speaking, you know, and I was because I was driving, you know, I haven't. And so we plead, you know, we don't have, we don't even know whether to beg or plead, whether to beg or to insist. We don't know which is now, but we like our governments, our politicians to please have a human face. It's not about you people all the time. Yes, you must have these rallies, but for God's sake.
Sorry to butt in because I just can't keep it. I honestly think that this is unnecessary. APC flagged that the campaign in Lagos, it was shut down. That was last week.
Yes.
Why have another one? Whether you want to attack men, rally women. It's unnecessary. You are inconveniencing people straight up. It's highly unnecessary.
Yeah, and they need to put a stop to all this million-something match that disrupts. Look, there are people who live, a lot of people live on a daily income. Even me, I'm on work and eat.
People were held up in traffic endlessly.
But the Gala people, at our own time.
Well, so that's
I'm sorry about that sleep.
They make their money regardless whether there's campaign or not because there's always traffic in Lagos. it's really I don't know how we think really, honestly. I know how we think. We're going to go to the editorial in the Punch. This editorial says FG governors are entrenching poverty. It was our main conversation yesterday on the show.
Oh, okay.
It was quite heated. It was. Oh my goodness me.
I'm not.
The entire morning dedicated to this conversation yesterday.
I'm not surprised. Mm. This is a beautiful editorial written by the Punch. And they said you all know the background to it. Agba made some statements, the minister, and the point is that the minister has positioned that governors prefer to build airports in their state capitals rather than basic amenities in the hinterland. It's painfully visible, and they say an airport is worthless where the majority are poor and lack basic facilities. We have to speed this up now. The point says that governors should address this, stop their wasteful habits. The governors should stop their wasteful habits such as expensive vehicle convoys, aircraft, and hiring battalion of aides. How many did Wike hire the other day? I've forgotten
that's,
the number.
That's how many?
He called them SAs or PAs or whatever. They should rather accord utmost priority to social services, rural development, and investment stimulation. They should aspire to be self-sustaining economic units like sub-national territories in other federations. And they say, save for Lagos and Little Kaduna, they lack economic plans with key macroeconomic growth targets. Mm. Apart from Lagos, the states can hardly survive without federal allocation. But, well, part of the fear we have in Lagos is, to be honest with you, I'm not too sure where some of these monies end up, but that's a story for another day. Mm. And they say Nigerian governors should critically review their errant ways. They are wasteful and inept in generating ideas. Coupled with corruption and aimlessness and similar maladministration by the center, poverty is on the march. They should reduce the cost of governance and invest in the rural areas. They should develop their mineral resources. For example, Kogi has 44 mineral types, Nasarawa over 16, Ondo bitumen and Zamfara gold, and so on and so forth. And they talk about the pushback from the governors who argue that it is the central government that instigates poverty. Mm-hmm. And now, okay, because their tenures are coming to an end, you know, there's a lot of back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. Again, the buck stops with us. In 2023, we have the opportunity, whether we are happy with them or we are not happy with them, don't sit on the fence. Go and do what you consider the rightful. But be ready for the consequence of any decision that you make.
Yes. Let's move on to the Vanguard this time. Body of benchers, MBA tackles Olanipekun, insist he must resign.
So this has surfaced again. You know, there was a letter written from the chambers of Olanipekun trying to grab another client from whatever. And Olanipekun, you know, he was chairman of the Body of Ventures, and, you know, Akpata told him to step aside. And he refused to do so and has refused to do so ever since. In this story in the Vanguard, which I don't have enough time to go through, apparently Olanipekun, as chairman of Body of Ventures, I think Akpata was due for membership Let me read this. That what happened was that the new president sent a list of his members to the body. Now, the list of those new members included Akpata as nominees for consideration. And instead of the body of benchers to consider the list, the chairman, Olani Wekun, was said to have enlarged the membership of the committee that usually considers names of nominees by including lawyers who do not like Olumide Akpata. So there's a lot of politics going on in there. I think in principle, though, Olani Wekun should have stepped aside. In principle, but then in Nigeria, these things are far-fetched. But so that's the development there. Maybe one of these days, if we have time, we'll go through this again with one of the lawyers. But what I do notice is this. What I do notice is Nigeria doesn't have enough truth-tellers. You know, I've been highly disappointed. Some people that I've invited to talk about various subjects, knowing the truth, will now be telling me something else when we are going out along the corridor. I think we need to speak truth to power. The stage we are in now. If you are not going to speak truth to power, then just avoid the public space and stop misleading our people. You know, especially our young ones. If you look at the social media, you'll be scared about the kind of thoughts that people have. How they can justify things that are very, very clear. You know, back to what happened in Tatama, somebody said, yes, he's trying to showcase the people he's going to use. And I said, excuse me. Come on. You could support a candidate. It doesn't mean you won't tell the truth to your own people. But again, that's don't let me divert. The MBA, the law profession itself has a puzzle to solve in this particular case. And I think the earlier senior lawyers step into this matter before it blows up, the better.
We're going to go pick up the Daily Trust. May 29, handover sacrosanct, Buhari.
Yes, President Buhari has rescinded his commitment to handing over leadership to an elected president. I wonder, in my quiet thoughts yesterday, I said to myself, is Buhari watching this thing live? He's been in government for 7 years plus. There are a lot of things you can credit to him. There are a lot of things that are worrying. But all said and done, I think Buhari is a statesman of some sort. I was now wondering to myself how he would be feeling watching his country being represented at what happened yesterday. How would he be, would he within himself, within his conscience, would he be happy, you know, would he be happy that the legacy that his party, because what happened yesterday, whichever way you look at it, in my own opinion, was not a party affair. It was a disgrace to our country. We didn't conduct ourselves well. You know, kept clapping at every sentence. So what was the purpose? The purpose was to have, you know, a varied audience in the Chatham House and people contribute and so on and so forth. Some of the questions you could even see were stereotyped. Somebody said that, could something have happened at that place like the Nigerian factor? I said, there's a Nigerian factor everywhere in the world. The difference in the Western world is that they're a bit more careful. But all kinds of things can happen. What I want to do is, at the end of the year, I'd like to see the audit of the Chatham House, which I'm sure they'll have to publish. And I'd like to see the list of contributors and how much they contributed to them. Yes, it would be nice to see.
That'll be interesting. Let's take our last story before we... We can't take this last story. Well, let me just mention it. Passengers' apathy greets resumption of Kaduna Abuja train service.
Who go run enter?
We have to go. What's coming up at 9?
Well, at 9 o'clock, we'll just like have, an open mic on this development.
The Chatham House?
Yes, we have to give our people the time. I've said my piece. Okay. I'm not going to add or subtract anything, but we give our people, you know, the chance to say, from what we heard on your program, it was counterproductive for the party, really. Mm. It was whoever thought it out, whoever suggested that, they didn't think it out properly. And I repeat again, that kind of scenario yesterday is for elected people in this trend, or people who are, you know, let's just leave that. Let's go. We'll be back at 9.
All righty. Thank you so much, sir, for coming on the show. Lagos, that's our show this morning. Let's take the news. After the news, we'll talk to one NGO who is feeding children in Ebutimeta Yaba area, who is also clothing them just so they can go to school.
Excuse me.
They're feeding the children.
I'm a child now. I'm an orphan. Let them feed me this morning.
That's the show, Lagos.
Listen to this to understand.
And I want to assume that you would run because I want to give the listeners context for the conversation.
In 2019, you were running mate to Atiku Abubakar. What did you learn then that you will not repeat this time?
Yes, when is the president coming out to address us?
There's a few things. One, I have a burden and a passion for young people.
The fact that you have elected a man does not mean then you begin to order him around. The president will do whatever is good for the country at any given time.
Mr. Adesina, isn't the president responsible to the people?
What should the next president do to root out stakeholders who are complicit?
You fire those that need to be fired are fired.
It's looking like the brand new Chelsea, attacking with so much fluidity. Now, what can you say about that, Martin? I know you follow Chelsea quite closely.
I live close to the Chelsea training ground. That's what you mean by that. I'm not a Chelsea.